Welcome to International Report. Harlem was a key location in the civil rights movement in the United States in the 1950s and 60s. Black leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X made speeches and organized numerous marches in Harlem. For the fifth and final part of this series, Sarah Lefebvre explores the importance of Harlem to the civil rights movement.
Okay, we'll be right back in 10-15 minutes. Welcome to the Paris Blues Bar.
In a gentrified area of Harlem, the Paris Blues is the only jazz bar open 7 days a week nowadays. Referencing his personal photo collection that hangs in frames on a wall in the back of the room, Samuel Hardress recounts stories about his youth in Alabama and the Selma to Montgomery March in 1965.
If you look, you can see a picture of me with Rosa Parks, you know, from the bus incident. I participated in this situation there. Yeah, I had an old car. For instance, the Montgomery bus situation, I was old enough to participate in that. And then Martin Luther King came down and started doing things across the South. I participated in that. I went to jail five or six times. Like when you demonstrate down there, they will put you in jail and let you out the next day. So I got arrested a few times. The big one we had down there was the Selma to Montgomery March. I was there the same Sunday afternoon when we got beat up that Sunday. And then the federal government got involved. And the federal government protected the marches. So when they had the march the next time, it was people from all over, everywhere came to join us. They came to join us. It was close to 10,000 people when the march actually was done over. I like what Martin Luther King used to say, we shall overcome, and we are overcoming. And he, like he used to say, I have a dream, right? Every day, night, or every year, we make another accomplishment, so we have overcome.
A figure that continues to loom large over 50 years on from the civil rights movement is Malcolm X. His mosque, the Majid Malcolm Shabazz, still stands on Malcolm X Boulevard here in Harlem. But Karen Taibun, author of A Historical Guide of Harlem, chooses to tell the story of the Nation of Islam leader from another location.
Small's Paradise was located. It's right on the corner of 135th Street and Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. And Edwin Smalls was a black man. So this was one of the large clubs that was integrated where whites and blacks could come into the club. It was also the place where Malcolm X found work here when he came to Harlem. So he became basically involved with small crimes of selling marijuana and just involved in the darker side of street life. And he got busted. He went to prison, and it was in prison that he became politicized himself. He became familiar with the Nation of Islam teachings of Elijah Muhammad, and which were pretty radical teachings. He met Muhammad himself, and he became the most fiery orator and the main minister at that temple. They also believed that blacks should be separate. Whites and blacks should remain separate. But near the end of his life, he had a falling out with Elijah Muhammad, and he went to Mecca. He was a Muslim. He went to Mecca, and at Mecca, he saw people from every different race and color, all as equal. For the first time out of the United States of America, white or brown or black, people, they were all Muslims. They were all equals. And he began to see that this was more of an American problem than just a white problem, you know what I mean? And so he was starting to refocus how he was teaching people. And that was when he was murdered. A lot of people, young people, older people, relate to Malcolm because he came from the street. And he came to understand who he was as a black man and race and racism in the United States.
20 years after his death in 1965, Lenox Avenue was renamed Malcolm X Boulevard. On the same street, in the heart of Harlem, a lot of his notes and writings are kept by the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. Sarah Lefebvre for RFI in Harlem.